food is one of the easiest products over which to say less regulation is better.
You may have never heard of Mimolette cheese, but this fancy French import is at the center of the latest case of the federal government telling you what you may or may not eat. We went to Cheese Teak in Alexandria, Virginia to talk with Jill Erber, a cheesemonger who's raising a stink over the latest nanny state incursion.
Jill, what's going on with this cheese?
Well, Mimolette cheese is a cheese that has been made for hundreds of years and has been imported into the United States freely for decades. Mimolette is suddenly in the news these days because vast quantities of it are being held in detention by the FDA, not allowed into the United States. The FDA is concerned that the presence of cheese mites on the rind of the cheese would make it dangerous for human consumption. Even though the mites have existed on this cheese and in fact are intentionally introduced to the rinds of this cheese for hundreds of years, it's been made the same way.
Without FDA approval, this cheese is just going to be rotting in a holding cell.
Literally rotting.
Right? Yeah.
The FDA is concerned because the shipments that they are seeing of Mimolette have exceeded a guideline or a threshold of the number of acceptable cheese mites per square inch on a rind.
Is that guideline published anywhere?
To my knowledge, it's not published anywhere. It's something that's a result of a survey that they had done a very long time ago and determined this magical number of 6 mites per square inch. And considering these are microscopic creatures, that number is almost impossible to attain and even to measure, frankly.
So, I mean, there's nothing unique in terms of the mite situation with Mimolette that would say we got to go after this. This is the ringleader of mite cheese.
That is correct. There's no logical reason, because so many cheeses do have mites. It's part of cheese making. It would be like saying we don't want any cheese with mold on it or any cheese with bacteria within it. Some of the most famous and beloved cheeses in the world are also mite-covered cheeses. Cheeses like Stilton, cheeses like English cheddars, American bandage-wrapped cheddars. So these are going to be cheeses where mites will be present. My concern is, sure, maybe it's starting with Mimolette, but is it going to continue onto these much more famous cheeses that people would really be concerned about if they disappeared?
What are you doing to bring aid and comfort to Mimolette cheese?
So what we started doing is, through our Facebook page, actually, we launched an effort to expose people to the issue in a fun way. And we issued a call to all of our fans and said, hey, post photos of yourself frowning pathetically on our Facebook page. And if you do that, we will give you a free piece of Mimolette as a sad celebration of its departure from the United States.
How do you rebut the idea that, you know, the FDA is keeping you from eating this Mimolette for your own good?
My argument would be, the research is out there. Let people look into what they want to eat. If they're concerned about the safety of a particular food, they shouldn't consume it. People, with regard to food especially, really don't like being told what to do, because again, to them, I think it's a very clear decision that they can make for themselves. And I think they really find it repugnant almost to have somebody telling them what and how much they should eat of something. So again, it's very interesting. As with many causes, it has become less about the actual cheese and more about, I want my choice.